We saw that the work with Sam was very, very useful. And why? Basically, there were some differences between what we did with Sam and what on OpenOffice and what happens on other open source projects. Maybe that are less structured, so they have more problems, let's say, in dealing with the different aspects of the developing. Okay, I'm going to talk about the Sam Translation Editor, which has now been open sourced, and it's called Open Language Tools XLIF Editor, quite a long name. And we will look at it and another tool as well, and see how these two tools can be useful in the localization and translation process. So, why am I talking about specific tools? Well, I'm not a programmer, nor am I a developer, but I believe that for a programmer, it is much easier to use the proper programmer's text editor. Like JEdit may be more useful than, I don't know, Notepad, for instance, when developing software. Well, for a translator, it's the same. Maybe a lot of people think that to translate a text, what you need is a word processor, nothing more. Well, it used to be like that. Luckily enough, now it is no longer like that. Especially when we deal with very technical subjects, such as software localization, we may make use of very useful and helpful tools. What we're looking at today are maybe okay, CAT tools. What are CAT tools? Any of you familiar with them? No, that's nice. So we'll look at the definition of them, so try to understand what they are, and look at some key concepts, okay, to understand how they work. Segmentation, translation units, and translation memory. Now they mean nothing. I hope that in 15 minutes it'll be much clearer. We will look at two open source alternatives, okay? One, as I said, was the Open Language Tools XLIF Editor, and the other one, Omega Team. Both are based on Java, so they are available for Windows, Linux, whatever. And both are open source, which is a good thing. We will look at the main differences between the two, and I will concentrate on formats and the translation memory. Afterwards, we will see how they work in a, let's say, live. We will go live and see how they work on a real project, just a few minutes. Okay, so what's a CAT tool? I've taken this definition from the Wikipedia. A CAT tool, or computer-assisted translation, is a form of translation wherein a human translator translates text using computer software designed to support and facilitate the translation process. It has nothing to do with machine translation. Okay, so it's not like Babylon, or sorry? No, 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 we're talking about languages. I couldn't talk about codes. It is not like an automatic translation software. So you don't put a text into it and get the translation, which are usually kind of funny. But they work on a different level. So they help humans. Okay, so the key factor, luckily, is the human being, the only one up to now who has some sort of intelligence, generally speaking, I mean. Okay, so segmentation, translation units, and translation memory. Segmentation, what is segmentation? Well, basically what happens with segmentation, you have a text, the text you need to translate, that instead of reading the whole text, you can just concentrate on sentences or paragraphs, because these CAT tools generally segment the text, breaks the text into smaller units. Okay, so the translator can concentrate on each unit. Some of you may think that this is not a good solution. Well, it isn't when you work on literary text, because it is absolutely useless, this approach. But when you use this approach on technical texts, it proves extremely useful. And we will discover why and how. Okay, this is the Open Language Tool XLAVE Editor. Can I just call it XLAVE Editor? Thank you. So here we can see how the text is segmented. There is some code in it. This was an HTML page. Okay, so we can see that here, okay, we will look at that later. This is the same, but with omega t. Same text, same segmentation, sentence level. Okay, so for instance, the first segment was documentation. The translation in Italian is documentazione. Why is it useful? It is useful when we start talking about translation units. Translation units are segments in which you can save the source segment, so documentation, and the target segment, so the translation. Here we have a little bit of code of a typical TMX file, translation memory exchange file. This one was created by Omega T. As you can see, it is quite easy to understand. I can understand it, so it is easy. TU is translation unit. So this is a unit. You have the target, the source language, USA English, documentation. Then you have the target language. In this case, documentazione. The target language is inserted using omega t or the XLIF editor by the translator. Why is it useful? We understand why when looking at translation memories. Okay, translation memories are databases that contain all the TUs, the translation units, that have been translated. Okay? It is an invaluable resource, because it makes it possible to reuse previously translated segments. What does that mean? That if in project A, I translate documentation with documentazione, or even a longer sentence, when I work on project B, I use the same translation memory exchange, and the translation is there. So you save time, the terminology is consistent, and the translator is happy. This is omega t. And we can see what I was trying to explain. We have the first segment, documentation, the translation. In the right window, match glossary window, viewer, sorry, you can see the fuzzy match. In this case, it is an exact match, 100% correspondent. It was taken from another project, as you can see, tests, OpenOffice, Copper, okay. I created that for this use. And so the Omega T software suggests a possible translation. But it is up to the translator to decide whether it is acceptable or not, whether it needs editing or not. Okay. So now let's look at these two programs so that at the end of my presentation, we can see how they work, and maybe it's clearer. We will look at two main differences, formats and translation memory. Okay, Omega T is quite an old project. It started, if I remember correctly, in 1999. And it's always been open source. It has some limits, I must admit. But it works quite well. One of the limits is that it supports a limited range of formats. Omega T can directly work with plain text, HTML, XHTML, Open Document, Open Office, Star Office files, and Java resource bundles. If you work on localization for Open Office, you know that we need something else. Omega T can be useful though. It can be used to translate HTML pages, for instance. I don't know, you have an how-to to translate. You can use Omega T if you like it. Or you can use the XLIF editor, because the XLIF editor supports only one file, XLIF, but that XLIF file is a sort of meta file, maybe, or anyway, a container which can contain the source of other files, other formats. Specifically, the XLIF project, XLIF editor project, now supports the following formats: HTML, SGML, etc., etc., and what is more interesting, PO, and okay, Mozilla DTD, etc. You can have a list on their sites. Why is it interesting? Because obviously, having an open source filter, you can use it to convert your source files, let's assume a PO file, into an XLIF file, and work on that XLIF file with either the Open Language Tool editor or another tool, which is called Transolution. We will not talk about it now. It is an extremely interesting project, but it is still in its version 0.4 beta, so it's not very useful yet. Okay, translation memory. The core part of all this process is this, translation memory. Omega T uses TMX, which is the standard, and the XLIF editor uses MTM, which is an internal file, mini translation memory means. It is not as complex as an original TMX, but it is useful. Okay, as you can see, they are not very difficult to understand these two types of files. You have typical header, it's an XML file, so the structure is quite easy to understand. Sorry for the repetition. And the good thing is that the TMX created by Omega T, so the one on the left, can be converted into an MTM. And the MTM can be back converted into a TMX. Why is that useful? Because obviously you can use the translation memory created by Omega T in a project on which you work with the XLIF editor. This gives a lot of freedom to the translator, who can decide the program he likes the best, or the one that is more useful for that specific project. Because as I said before, Omega T doesn't support all the formats we need. So the operation of conversion is not extremely easy, because you have to use some shell commands and stuff. I could do it though, so it is possible. It needs some editing. Maybe it would improve. The XLIF editor developer are very open to suggestions. They work for Sun, and they are developing at quite a fast pace. So it is getting always better. Okay, let's go live. So let's try to understand how these two programs can work and how we can use them to improve the quality and the speed of our translation. When I talk about quality, I refer to what Monica was saying before. When we work on translation, we need some resources. The Sungloss is one, for instance, so you know that the terminology is always correct. But it's not the only one. Obviously, to translate in the best way, you also need a style guide, for instance, because, okay, everyone speaks its own mother language, mother tongue, but maybe they don't know exactly how to write in that language, but for specific fields. So maybe someone is not prepared to write for a software manual, for instance. So you need some a guide to tell you how you can translate a certain sentence, where the verb goes, what tenses you use, etc., etc. This is very specific to each language. And the other resource is the translation memory. Okay. Let's start with this one. So this is the Open Language Tool Xlib Translator, which was the Sun Translator. The same we used in January when we worked on the project Monica was referring to. And this is a blank screen. Okay. When you start working on it, you get this first window in which you have to put in your translator ID. Why? Because the translation memory then will report who did that translation. So you can refer to the translator to improve the text, for instance, okay? Or if you need any editing or whatever. Okay, this program has a lot of function. It is much more complete than Omega T. But we will look only at basic ones because we don't have much time. In fact, we are running out of time. Okay. Here, I'm opening a how-to based on Calc, the spreadsheet of OpenOffice. It was an HTML page. I converted it into Xlib using the filters provided by the Open Language Tools project, and I created these files, which I can now open with the Xlib editor. It says missing target language. Why? Because as you've seen before, the translation unit carried information about the source language and the target language, and obviously you need to tell the program which languages you are using. In this case, it will go to the default language, which on my system is Italian. And this is very interesting. When you open a new file that you haven't worked on yet, so you just download a file from the internet you want to translate. You convert it to Xlib, you open it with this Xlib editor, and the translation is done. Well, usually not completely, but part of it. Here we have that the program tells us that the mini TM contains matches for the text. And it tells us that if we want, he can automatically translate your document. Obviously, as I'm very lazy, I accept. And when the file opens, we can see on the left window the source text, on the right the target text. If you look at the first segment, it's already translated. You know that it's translated because it has a plus here, okay, which is the symbol the Xlib editor uses to tell you that a translation has been done. And in the Italian version, you have a 100. I don't know if it's clear, but it's written 100. It means that it is a 100% correspondence. So it has been automatically translated. Okay, now, there are others in the text. We will look at them. For instance, oh, stop, please. Okay, here, for instance. In this segment, we have the code, the original code of the segment. It's an HTML, as I told you, and the translated version. So, document files in Italian becomes file dei documenti. I didn't do the translation. What is interesting is that in this part here, at the bottom of the program, you have information about the correspondence, the match. The first one is the original segment, and then the second one is the same segment found in the translation memory. And the third line is the translation of that. Here, match information, you have some information and the match. In this case, the quality is 100%. They are identical. So you can just transfer it if it's not been done by the software. Okay. There are others. Oh, it's interesting to see, that's a difference with Omega T, that the tags, so for instance this tag here, is written in red because it's protected. You cannot cancel it, generally. Yes, you cannot cancel. You cannot delete, sorry.
You have an option.
Yes.
You can change.
Exactly. This is useful because an inexperienced translator may make mistakes. You know, one of those tags disappears and the whole document goes. So it's protected. As Monica is saying, you can change that option. So if you need to adjust, for instance, the referral here, you can do it. Okay, you go to options, tag protection. Okay, you remove the tag protection and then you can destroy your document. Okay, this segment, for instance, has not been translated. So we could do it. In Italian, I believe it would stay issue tracker. Yes. Italian is so comfortable, convenient as a language. Okay, we can browse through the text, looking for fuzzy matches. Here, for instance, we have... No, I don't like this one. Sorry, I... I believe it... I'm not very sure. You should ask the developer, but I think it does support special characters.
All the accents, for example, if you're referring to accents, Italian has accents, Spanish, they are all supported. It also supports Asian characters, because Japanese translators, they use this tool to translate into Japanese, Chinese, Korean.
Yes, in fact, if you look at Tim Foster of Sun is one of the developers. He has a blog where he shows in a Flash file how this tool functions. And even though he doesn't speak any Chinese, in that demo he's translating Chinese using this. Okay, I'm sorry. Even though I tried this at home, I cannot now find... Okay, I wanted to show you, but I will tell you anyway, so we don't waste much time. Obviously, the program can also find partial matches, which are called fuzzy matches. For instance, this one isn't translated automatically by the program, this segment here. The reason is not very clear to me, and that's why I'm quite nervous now. But generally, for instance, if the segment differ in one or two words, the program will tell you that there is a difference. It won't automatically translate the segment, but it will tell you in the translation memory, someone or you, translator, have translated that segment or a similar segment in that way. Do you think it can be useful? So that is useful because it tells you, it suggests you how to use the same terminology, for instance. When you have finished the translation, you can save the MiniTM, so the translation memory, which can then be converted into a TMX, which is the standard. You can then save the file and convert it back to the original. So basically, you work on this sort of meta file, and at the end, you have an already prepared HTML file. So no need for more coding. Okay, this is pretty much it. There are many more functions. Okay, it is much more complex than this, but it was just to give you an idea. Omega t works more or less. Yes? Yes. No, generally. No, it doesn't work like that. I wasn't clear before, I'm sorry.
If you modify the documentation,
No. Those. Yes. I mean, if I modify this one, this segment here, it doesn't correspond completely to file documentation.
I understand that.
So if you modify documentation here, the change will not report automatically
the other. That independent segments.
Yes. Only those that are exactly the same.
Collaborate be very, very nice to do such development using such a tool.
Yes, well, being open source, everyone is kindly invited to cooperate. And Tim Foster is quite a nice guy from what I've seen. Okay, yes, again, on her question, here documentation, for instance, is a segment because it is followed by a column, okay? The XLIF editor recognizes column as the end of a segment, and usually columns and full stops, I believe. I don't know about semicolons.
It depends. When you make the segmentation, there are several options that you can.
You can choose.
Normally, the full stop or the semi or the column is an indication.
Yes. The same applies to omega t. If we open a project here. The same project, so the same file. We are presented with this window which tells us how many files are in this project. In this case, just one. As you can see, it's an HTML. In fact, as I said before, omega t works directly on the original file, on the source file, so it doesn't need conversion. This has its pros, but also does have some problems. Documentation, again, is the same segment. Let's look at the second segment, for instance, skip to content. This one has been automatically translated this morning to via l'indice, which is an acceptable translation. We have here fuzzy matches on the right side of the screen, and a glossary. This is the difference, an interesting difference, in my opinion, because the XLIF editor doesn't have a built-in glossary functionality. You need the sungloss, which is kind of useful, but omega t can tell you automatically if a word, and so not segment, but words, are contained in your glossary. You can create your own glossary, maybe even exporting from Sungloss. You put it in the open omega t project, and it is automatically used by the software. Here we have three matches, because it suggests first a 100% match, so an exact match, and then two not very useful, really, matches, which are only 33%. Via l'indice, skip to content. And here it suggests how to apply. Why? Because there is just one word, two. It's absolutely useless in this case. But it is not that useless here. Because, for instance, applying a style, everyone knows what a style is and maybe knows it in its own language, his own language. But anyway, the program suggests possible translation based on what we have in translation memories. So if style in Italian is stile, the program tells us that we had already translated it as stile and not as maybe, I don't know, modello, for instance, or another word. It doesn't correspond completely. It's only 50%, because applying a style is quite different from create a new style. But the words that are common, at and style, are signaled in green. So you can use them. You can decide here, instead of saying creare un nuovo stile, applicare uno stile. So you use the same words. Yes. Well, one of the things which is not very good about omega t is how it manages tags. This is a marker which substitutes an HTML tag, usually bold. Okay, it's different from HTML, and it's only an omega t thing. So it is not completely compatible with the XLIF editor, for instance, and it does create some problems when it comes to using the same translation memories. Because if the tags don't correspond, you don't get a 100% match. Okay, you can go on translating the text. The Omega T doesn't automatically insert segments from the translation memory into the original text. You need to do it with Control R, so replace, and it's pretty much it. You can compile, create target documents. Here again, what you get at the end is an HTML. So you start with an HTML, you know nothing about code, but you get an HTML, which can then just be uploaded. Okay, it's quite late, so I will finish off. Well, I don't know if I made it clear why these two tools are useful, but having worked with them on the basic guide, we have seen that it is much easier to work in group because you have the same file, the same translation memory, and you know that every translator will use the same terminology or the same translation for a sentence, for a given sentence, because they have the same translation memory. So it is extremely important, in our opinion.